Syria's Muslim Brotherhood is giving assurances about its intentions. More from correspondent Mark Levy.
Syrian President Bashar Assad is still firmly in power, but the Muslim Brotherhood is reassuring the people about its intentions after he's gone. The Brotherhood promises it will move for a modern democratic state with human rights and respect for minorities. The fact that the Syrian Brotherhood is speaking out at all is notable. Assad's father killed as many as 30,000 people 30 years ago, putting down a Brotherhood rebellion. Membership in the Brotherhood in Syria carries the death penalty. Mark Levy, Cairo.
Mississippi Governor Phil Bryant is expressing his sorrow at the deaths of two college students in the state over the weekend. Late Saturday, a 21-year-old student was shot to death in a Mississippi State University dormitory. And early Sunday, a 19-year-old freshman at Jackson State University died from being shot in the face at an off-campus apartment pool party. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
On to round three. If a train leaves Spokane...
Schenectady by Saturday!
Correct. March comes before May. What's in my left pocket?
Half a mint and a rusty switchblade.
Correct.
Bam.
Who lets you watch TV episodes and movies instantly over the internet?
Ha-ha! Netflix!
Correct! Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
That is red!
I know. Can you put me down now?
Sorry. I'm a hugger.
Republican presidential candidate Rick Santorum appeared outside the Supreme Court, where the justices wrapped up their first day of hearing arguments over whether President Barack Obama's health care overhaul is constitutional. Santorum pressed his own argument that he's the best candidate to challenge Obama on the health care issue in the fall.
The reason that I talk about Obamacare and its impact on the economy and on and fundamental freedoms, and Mitt Romney doesn't, is because he can't, because he supported government-run health care as governor of Massachusetts.
He says GOP rival Mitt Romney essentially is disqualified because he put in place a similar law in Massachusetts when he was governor, including a requirement that all residents buy health insurance.
This was a disaster in Massachusetts, and then he had the audacity to go out in 2009 and argue that Barack Obama follow his lead.
The Obama administration has cut off American aid to the government of Mali after last week's coup by soldiers. State Department spokeswoman Victoria Nuland says U.S. humanitarian and food assistance will continue for Mali's impoverished citizens. But she says military aid and other funds directed to Mali's government have now been suspended. The U.S. provides about $140 million in annual assistance to the African country. A defense lawyer says three of Osama bin Laden's widows and two daughters are about to be charged with entering and living in Pakistan illegally. The lawyers say the charges will be made when a hearing resumes April 2nd. The women have been detained since May. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
I have something to confess. I just love eggs. Eggs for breakfast, eggs for lunch, for dinner, you name it. To me, eggs are all about freshness, wholesomeness, and home. As I said, I just love them. And the eggs I love best? That's easy. Eggland's Best. No other egg I've tried tastes as farm fresh and delicious. I love my EB's sunny side up, but they're great any way you prepare them. And lest you think Eggland's eggs are only about superior taste, let me tell you about their superior nutrition. Compared to ordinary eggs, Eggland's Best have 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Plus, they're a good source of omega-3s and lutein. Oh, and I almost forgot to mention, they have 25% less saturated fat than regular eggs. Now that's what I call a super egg. Look for all-natural Eggland's Best at your local grocers in regular, cage-free, and organic varieties. If you love eggs the way I do, it's time you experience.
Welcome to Catalyst Business Talk Radio, a show for businesses, by businesses, and about businesses. You're a business owner or someone contemplating owning a business, prepare to be given all the tools, tips, strategies, methodologies, and resources you need to succeed. Welcome to the Entrepreneurs Economic Freedom Network.
Good morning, or good afternoon. I don't know what time it is. Cheryl, do you know what time it is? It's different where you are. I know that.
No idea. No idea. Monday.
Does it really matter?
Does anybody really know what time it is?
Does anybody care? About time. Boy, that should be a song.
It should. What? I think we should just like get in touch with Robert Lamb.
It is Monday, and you are listening to Catalyst Business Radio. I'm Scott Rosansky along with Cheryl White, my lovely co-host, who's out in sunny California. We have sunny Ohio, but we are experiencing winter weather once again. We got I woke up this morning and had no winter clothes and was running to the car with 37 degrees temperature this morning. So that was fun.
Told you so. Told you so.
I had a buddy that was out in San Diego, though, this last week, and he said the weather wasn't too great out there.
Don't even talk about it.
Is it bad?
You know what? I think we've had our annual rainfall already, and it's still March.
Yeah, it's weird weather. Yeah, really. Again, this isn't a show about weather. This is a show about businesses. We just always seem to transition into the weather because we're such diverse climates here. But we've got a great guest today. I'll let you go ahead and introduce Kenny Anderson for us.
We do. I love his story because his success really does come through good decision-making, hard work, perseverance, all the things that we know go into a good business. He's had lucrative careers in the stock market and real estate and literally traveled the world experiencing different cultures and seeing common denominators, which is actually the name of his book, Common Denominators for Success. I even like the cover of his book, Scott. It has a compass point and it has his seven formulas for success surrounding the five essential parts of our lives. And it's a constant reminder that all the parts of our lives are essential and interconnected. Do you have, like me, bookcases everywhere with books you've bought and just haven't read?
I do everything on a Kindle now. I do everything on a Kindle. No, actually, when I start a book, I really knock them out. So.
Oh, you're such a girl. Stop.
How does that make me a girl? I'd like to know that. What a sexist statement.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm about. So I don't want Kenny to hear this part, so don't let him listen. But, you know, most of us really don't read books cover to cover, and the ones that you have to tend to end up on the shelf. And I actually love Kenny's book because you don't have to do that. It's sort of like, I don't mean to be sacrilegious, but you know how you can just pick up the Bible and flip to any page and read a passage, and it's meaningful. I get that same thing with Chicken Soup for the Soul books and with Kenny's book. You just pick it up. Like yesterday I picked it up, and it says, take time to smell the roses, and there's maybe a page and a half. You can read that in a couple minutes, and it's meaningful. Everything in his book is meaningful, and I encourage people that do read books cover to cover to do that. But if you just really want inspiration, it's a great book.
Kind of like those Don't Sweat the Small Stuff books.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah,
or that, you know, any book that starts with 1 minute, I'm there.
Yeah.
But aside from the book itself, he brings some great insights to help get us back to the roots that made this country great. And I think that that's really what strikes a chord with me and what makes me connect with Kenny so much. And it's not what we get, but what we give. When you think about the monetary gain in this country and all the materialism, it's enormous. And yet we're still suffering as an economy and certainly as a society. We're divided. We're not getting along because we've become self-centered. And I think it's time to get back to our roots and what made this country great, which is really giving. It's whether it's, you know, what you give from your business, what you give your family as strength, how you raise your children certainly is probably the number one thing that we can do for society. So I really love Kenny's message and just so happy to have him here talking. Kenny, are you there?
I am. Hi, Cheryl. Hi, Scott. How you doing?
Hi. Good, Kenny. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
Now,
I'm looking forward to some great stories from you because your travels have been amazing.
Well, thank you. I've got some good ones, so.
Yeah, you just went on a world tour and conducted interviews. Tell our audience about that. I know we've talked about this before, but we're going to get into, you had so much information that we brought you back to talk even more about it. So go ahead and tell us, let's do a recap of what we did last time a little bit as far as your world tour and who you interviewed.
Sounds great. Well, I appreciate you having me. And the world tour, you know, came just after I had published the book. And the purpose of the World Tour was to validate some of those principles that I talked about in Common Denominators for Success. In the World Tour, some of the countries that I was able to hit were Chile, Argentina, Switzerland, Germany, England, France, Belgium, Netherlands, Morocco, Philippines, China, South Korea, Australia. What I wanted to capture is that no matter where you go in the world, whatever continent you travel to, people generally are looking for similar type results, whether that is having a better connectivity with other people, whether that is improvement in their health or, you know, deepen their faith or increase their business relationships, increase their productivity. Everybody has similar common needs. And as I went around the world and interviewed these different leaders, from some Olympic athletes to top CEOs, top business people, it came very, very much relevant that we are looking for similar things in life. You know, I think sometimes in the world we tend to focus more on the differences and negativity, where in reality there's a lot of good in the world and we're a lot more the same than we are different. And that that World Tour was great evidence with great leaders all over the place that were validating that very principle.
Now in setting up these, how did you set up these meetings with these leaders? And then again, what did you learn from them?
You know, I had one individual who had worked back in Europe for a large oil and gas company. And so a lot of my original leads came from that person. And then as I explored and tapped into their leads, that led to other contacts until I ended up getting one key contact in every single country. And then once I had that contact, over a series of emails and phone conversations, we set up interviews with key and influential people in that exact country pertaining to these different industries.
Well, that's cool. Now, again, did you meet any resistance with getting these appointments with people?
You know, I was pleasantly surprised. I think a lot of the success of those interviews came from the individual contact in each of those countries had established a great rapport with key people in government. For example, in Argentina, I was able to interview two ambassadors of Argentina. And had it not been for this contact, having that kind of relationship, there's no way I would have gotten in for such an interview. But there were key contacts like that that were able to facilitate their influence in order to secure me these interviews.
Great. And then give us an idea. We've got about 2 minutes, but I want to touch on, maybe we'll do it when we come back. I want to touch on one of your most notable interviews or most notable experiences or meetings with somebody out there. But before we get into that, just really, really tightly give us a definition of, not a definition, but how this information can be useful to the business owners out there, what we're going to talk about today.
Well, a lot of the usefulness for business owners is how we approach success. And when we come back from break, I'll let you know, as I interviewed these different leaders, something very interesting and very powerful came out of these interviews, something completely different to the definition of success that I had anticipated, and that was that of contribution and the ability to add value in the lives of those we work with. And that's so applicable in regards to business, because sometimes in business we focus on maybe just gaining the money, but if we focus more on adding value, whatever industry we're in, with the product or service we're marketing, if we'll focus on the value we're adding, it makes all the difference in the world.
So again, if you're a business owner out there contemplating to be a business owner, or if you're managing a company for a business owner, this is some really, really important stuff that Kenny's going to be able to pass along to you in regard to, exceeding in your industry and offering such valuable content to your people that you work with and to your clients and people that use your services and products. But when we come back, let's get more into this. Kenny, you're going to stick around, right?
I sure will.
Okay, good. Well, I'm going to get really sad with this song as we head on out, but you are listening to Catalyst Business Radio at catalystbusinessradio.com.
I've seen that road before. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Ryan Newman, driver of the number 39 Quicken Loans Chevy for Stuart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you. Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stuart Haas Race Team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I'm Rick Osick with Famous Footwear. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes March for Babies. Helping babies was an easy decision for Famous Footwear. We want to take steps to help moms have healthy pregnancies and save babies' lives. We've participated in March for Babies since 2003, and we'll continue to help fight premature birth and birth defects. Join us and the 20,000 companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
This is a special announcement from Lumber Liquidators.
We must reduce inventory by end of month, so we're making deals on every floor in every store. If a floor is in stock, it's on sale at our end-of-quarter clearance. Choose from over 60 laminates starting at only 39 cents a square foot. Over 255 pre-finished hardwood floors from just $149 a square foot. But you must take possession by March 31st. Plus, take advantage of special extended financing. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for your local store. Don't wait. Sale absolutely ends close of business Saturday.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727, 800-215-1727.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-788-0028. That's 1-800-788-0028. 1-800-788-0028.
You're listening to Catalyst Business Talk Radio, the Entrepreneur's Economic Freedom Network.
Flew in from Miami Beach, BOAC. Didn't get to bed last night. On the way to paperback was on my knee. Man, I had a dreadful fight. I'm back in the USSR.
All right, you are back. You're back at Catalyst Business Radio. So we've got Kenny J. Anderson on the line here, and he's talking about his latest world tour and his book, Common Denominators for Success. So if you're a business owner contemplating to be a business owner or managing a business, Kenny's going to impart a lot of knowledge on us on how to be successful. And he's found in his travels and meetings with people across the world, He did a 2-month world tour of meeting with business leaders and found these common denominators. So this is really, really important information. And Kenny, before we left on the break, we were talking about, we were going over how this information can be useful to business owners, but I wanted you to talk about one of your most notable, memorable experiences in meeting with somebody.
You bet. You know, when in talking just before we left break, we were talking about contribution. And as I went out to interview different people, I always started off my interview the same way, asking them what success meant to them. And probably the thing that jumped out at me most was this mentality of a dividend mentality, a mentality of contribution. And that was evidenced in one gentleman, probably one of my favorite interviews of all, a gentleman named Robert Kwan out of the Manila, Philippines. And Robert had set up, he wanted to have the a McDonald's-like franchise for Chinese food. And so he had set up a remarkable franchise of 155 what was called Chow Kings throughout all of Asia. And indeed, he realized his goal, which was to become the McDonald's of Chinese food. But he said something really interesting happened. After he got to 155 Chow Kings, very, very productive and successful in business, he said he hit kind of a crossroad where he had to decide, was it going to be about him or was it going to be about contribution? Now, this is a man who was on the front of what we would call Forbes magazine. Over there, they call it Asian Dragon. He was very, very, very well known throughout Asia. But he said at that point he realized that, yes, he had derived significant financial wealth from these Chow Kings, but he was still felt like he was lacking overall fulfillment and success. And so what he did, he sold off this empire of Chow Kings to a big conglomerate, and he took a large amount of his personal proceeds, and he built the country's largest hospital, St. Luke's. Now, the thing interesting about this, his purpose and his idea of contribution, he wanted to offer first-class medical services for third-world country prices in the Philippines. And so I found very, very significant, very, very powerful this mentality of contribution, meaning identifying one's unique abilities, purposes, services, products they want to offer as far as business goes, and to be able to contribute that in a real powerful way that could, really make an imprint upon the world. And I think individual business owners, sometimes all of us, we think more, first of all, of the money that can be derived rather than identifying what it is we really want to add value to.
That's great. And, boy, he might have a market here in the U.S. if Obamacare goes through, so maybe he can set up some hospitals around the country here to offer some lower-cost care. Not to get on that issue. So what were some of the other leaders that you interviewed, and what were their backgrounds, just to give us an idea before we start getting into some of the commonalities that you found?
You know, another gentleman that stands out was a gentleman by the name of Sandy Ogunbolte, and he was actually an accountant in England when I interviewed him. But he had come from, his background was, he had come from Nigeria, came from a very poor family, and at a very early age, his father basically told him that whatever he was going to do professionally was going to have to be based upon his own individual decisions. His parents had just enough to keep their kids fed, but he determined at a very early age that he wanted a life that was better than what he had, than just surviving. And so at a very early age, he saved up every cent he could, and he bought himself a semester's worth of education in England to become an accountant. Once he got over there, he continued to work as he put himself through school, and when it was all said and done, he has become one of the most prolific accountants in all of Europe. And he is now has a couple of daughters that are pursuing professional careers in law and different things. But here, the decision of just one person, this Sandy Ogunbolte, one decision that he made as a young man has now created a legacy of change, not only for he and his own family, but for generations to come. And so getting back to that contribution model again, You know, our choices determine where we're going, and our ability to identify where we want to add value can make a significant difference in business and in our profession, or our personal life as well, I should say.
See, I love the message you're sending here. It just from this contribution message is, you know, we've got so much going on in this country where there's seems to be a ton of envy and a ton of greed. You know, I want what they have. You know, and if we could all just turn the attention to contributing and helping each other versus I want, what a cool place this would be. And I hope we can get back to that to some extent.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I've been watching a lot of the political debates and the race. And, you know, it is sometimes sad that sometimes we focus so much on the negativity and differences that we have. But I think that was one of the biggest discoveries of this world tour. As I interviewed leaders throughout the world, I found that ordinary people are making extraordinary differences in the world by contributing in a magnificent way. And I think there's so much good in the world, so many things that are positives, that I think that I was impressed on how much more alike we are than different. And I hope as an overall message to be able to reveal some of these great stories of inspiration and hope in the seminars, workshops, and different things that I do with my company.
Yeah, and I think there's a real misconception also that the quote-unquote rich, hoard their money. But, you know, all statistics and all reports indicate that those are the people that are very philanthropic, and, you know, we need them around. Like you're talking about this gentleman in Manila. I mean, without him, they would not have had this low-cost health care, this huge hospital, St. Luke's, in the Philippines. I mean, what a wonderful thing.
Boy, I totally agree. Even as a financial advisor, I had the opportunity to manage the money for some significant people who had significant money, and those were some of the greatest people that had an attitude of contribution, this dividend mentality, and I agree with you wholeheartedly.
Yeah. So, Kenny, when we come back, we're going to go get into a little bit more and talk about your world tour and these common denominators for success. You are listening to Catalyst Business Radio with Kenny J. Anderson. We'll be right back after these messages.
This is your RTT News Business Update. I'm Frank Miller. Well, after moving sharply higher in early trading, stocks continue to perform well through the mid-afternoon. The major averages remain firmly positive. The NASDAQ is poised to set an 11-year closing high. Right now, the Dow is up 132 points at 13,212. The NASDAQ is up 48 points at 3116. And the S&P is up 15 points at 1412. More after this.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching!
Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The markets continue to benefit from a positive reaction to comments by Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke, who noted that the U.S. unemployment rate has declined faster than the Fed predicted, but indicated that the central bank would leave its supportive measures in place. Significant strength remains visible among healthcare-related stocks, which have moved sharply higher amid the beginning of Supreme Court arguments regarding President Obama's landmark healthcare reform law. A ruling on the constitutionality of the law is not expected until June. Network stocks have also shown a strong move to the upside, resulting in a 2.5% gain by the NYSE Arca Network Index. Alcatel-Lucent and Infinera are turning in two of the best performances. Telecoms, railroad, and biotechs are also posting notable gains, moving higher along with most of the major sectors. Over in Europe, stocks closed higher across the board. The UK's FTSE 100 and French CAC 40 closing up just under 1%. The German DAX up 1.2%. This is RTT News.
You hear a lot of talk about which car is best, which smartphone is best, which auto insurance company is best. You know the drill. But I wonder if I could talk with you for a minute about another kind of best, one very close to my heart, or should I say stomach? I'm talking about eggs. That's right, delicious farm-fresh eggs cooked up hot and flavorful for breakfast, lunch, dinner, whatever. To me, there's only one egg that truly is the best, the one that towers above all the others, Eggland's Best Eggs. What makes Eggland's Best the best? Well, first of all, there's the taste. I gotta say, no other egg tastes as fresh and delicious as Eggland's Best. I love mine over easy, but they're great any way you cook them. And then there's the nutrition. The fact is, compared to regular eggs, all-natural Eggland's Best gives you more of the superior nutrition your body needs. Things like 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D, plus 25% less saturated fat. Pretty exceptional, don't you think? So let the car companies and phone companies fight over who's best. When it comes to eggs, there's only one best. Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
If you're watching your wallet like most of us, then here's a family vacation offer from Caribbean Cruise Line. Imagine your family on a luxurious vacation to the Bahamas, including your cabin, all your meals, full spa, casino, live entertainment, 3 kids clubs, a kids water park, and more. Now imagine getting this amazing vacation deal for only $59 per person. This cruise has a full retail value of $500, and it's yours for just $59. We guarantee your family will love this vacation offer, and you'll love the price at just $59 per person for a $500 all-inclusive cruise to the Bahamas. Call right now. Book your cruise vacation. Space is limited. Call 800-364-3105, 800-364-3105, 800-364-3105, 800-364-3105.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, Sprint Cup champion and co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. So I've got a question for you. Want to be a co-owner of my race team? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang out with me, Ryan Newman, driver of the 39 Quicken Loans Chevy, and the whole crew. It'll be awesome. Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to Catalyst Business Talk Radio, the Entrepreneurs Economic Freedom Network.
It's been a hard day's night, and I've been working like a dog. It's been a hard day's night, I should be sleeping like a log. But when I get home to you, I find the things
that you do. All right, welcome
you
back. You are listening to Catalyst Business Radio. Boy, that's a flashback. That takes me way, way back. I think that was from the movie Help, Cheryl?
I'm not old enough to know that, Scott.
Yeah, right. You're the one requesting all this.
Hey, yeah, I was doing some research on the internet.
No problem. Well, we are back. We're talking with Kenny J. Anderson, and he's going into his book, Common Denominators for Success. It's an e-book, a book, and we'll tell you how to get that at the end of the show. But, Kenny, you did a world tour, 2 months worth, talking to business leaders across the world. And you talked about one of the things you found was contribution, and they all claimed that that was crucially important for success. What other factors or common denominators did you find that they all said that, again, was important for success in business?
Well, you know, it's interesting. When I was I spent about 10 years as a financial advisor, and as I would manage people's money for them, I came to the conclusion that money was only one part of a person's success. And that was evidenced by one gentleman who I used to manage his money. And he had more money than anybody could ever desire. I asked him one day, I said, now, you've got all this money, you've amassed this wealth, this empire, are you fulfilled? And I'll never forget that experience, because I could tell from his response that, and what he said to me was, he had pursued his whole life in pursuit of just the money, and in doing that, he had missed significant time in other aspects of his life. And some of those aspects included spending time with his family and his wife and his children. And, you know, that hit me profoundly, because I thought, you know, oftentimes we see somebody who has success and we internalize that to mean they've got a lot of money, they're financially secure. But again, that's only one aspect of it. And if we pursue this, and I saw this in this world tour, that something in addition to only financial independence, which that can be part of success, but one thing that was significant was there's also a deeper sense of purpose that cannot be fulfilled with money. And going back to that contribution side of things, we have to be able to achieve a balance in our lives. We need to be able to establish a blueprint for success, if you will, for personal and professional needs. And as, you know, I used to be in real estate, and I used to spend, you know, 10,000 minutes a month on my phone. When calculated, I think that was about a third of my life. And I realized during that time that I was missing out on other significant aspects to life, and that, you know, health and relationships and these different things. And so I think balance becomes a core ingredient to not only increasing our efficiency and production in business, but also in reaching that satisfaction in our personal lives as well.
Yeah, I bump into a lot of people that I shouldn't say a lot of people, a few people that have predicated their careers based on, you know, achieving that financial goal, and they always fall short on the inside, because again, if you don't have that deeper sense or that deeper purpose, it becomes just another, you know, acquisition. It's like buying, you know, another flat screen TV for the house. You know, it's like, okay. After a while, the luster wears off, and it becomes very unimportant. And again, you know, it's something that you, all this stuff, you can't take it with you when you go. Yeah, you can pass it on to your next generation, unless, of course, you're Warren Buffett, who's not going to. But but you can pass it on to, you know, charities and foundations and what have you. But again, that's where the deeper purpose comes in. So if you set that up in advance, that gives you that deeper purpose. So I think that's wonderful. So you're talking about contribution, deeper sense of purpose. Anything else that came up in your discoveries as you went on this world tour?
Well, the comment I just wanted to make is, you know, I think of even what you're doing here with this radio show. I mean, here you've got entrepreneurs and business leaders throughout the world, and you're giving them an opportunity to hear tools and resources that will increase not only their professional business, but also increase their ability to spend time in other areas of importance in their life. And so, you know, I think this model of leadership, really the company that I organized years ago was based upon a leadership model where I could, through products, seminars, keynote speeches, trainings, be able to teach organizations and companies throughout the world and individuals the ability to maximize their professional and their personal results. And so in the book Common Denominators, I focus a lot on those seven principles. I validate those principles with top leaders throughout the world. And I think, you know, most importantly in that message is this contribution, but the overall model is a blueprint for success that can help people meet their individual and their corporate, their organizational needs.
That's great. And, you know, I don't know what Cheryl's told you, but we're doing this only for the money. Yeah, we're making tons of money on this radio show. I mean, I'm sitting right now in a big vat of dollar bills. It's cool. I've got a
couple
of
cuts.
That's
why I'm here, so you guys don't get, you know, just sassy about it, so you guys can realize the deeper purpose besides the money.
Yes. So it's, you know, I don't know
really
about this.
It's a good message too, Kenny, because a lot of us can't go out and start a hospital, but we can make a difference. And it brings me back to the presidency of George Herbert Walker Bush when he had his points of light. And he focused in on volunteerism. And, you know, it doesn't take much to go once a week to a Boy Scout meeting and do a merit badge and mentor kids. It doesn't take a lot, but it certainly gives you a lot of fulfillment, whether it's your church or kids' organizations or nursing homes or whatever. Find the time to go out and do that, because it multiplies if we all do it.
Well, Cheryl, you bring up a good point, too, because, you know, sometimes we think, you know, what kind of difference can I make? You know, do I need to have all this? And you don't. I think the most interesting thing about that world tour, ordinary people, everyday people like you and me, were out there realizing their own unique talents and gifts and contributing those in a magnificent way. Real quick, I'll just mention in South Korea, a gentleman who was a world-famous mountain climber. He loved to climb mountains. That was his passion. That was his thrill. One day when one of his guides was helping him up to the top of this summit, the guide fell to his death. And this mountain climber determined that for the rest of his life, he would make part of his mountain climbing, part of his purpose. He would organize schools, start schools, and go around and speak to different kids about the importance of realizing their dreams, pursuing their passions. And now he goes around Asia setting up schools for kids to be able to help them achieve dreams in memory of this guide that had helped him to get to the top of this summit. And so wherever we're at, wherever our talents, whether that be in music or sports or business, each one of us has things that we are good at. And as we identify those, you know, like I say, ordinary people like you and me, we can go out there and do some extraordinary things and make that difference.
And I think that that's really key, because I've talked a lot on the show and in my community about the fact that you walk into kindergarten, in order to give everyone self-esteem, we're all told we're good at something. And a lot of us wake up years and decades later and say, why am I doing this? And we're not...
I haven't woke up yet, Cheryl.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're still young.
Yeah.
But I think the key is that, you know, you're born with a purpose in your soul, and you need to get into your soul and find out what that is. Yeah, we're good at business, but what really would bring us fulfillment? And for me, it would be taking care of animals. I mean, I just love animals. If I could save every abandoned puppy on the face of the earth, I would.
You're going to be one of those cat ladies, aren't you?
No, I'm going to be a puppy lady.
A dog lady. Okay, cool.
Well, you know, I agree with you wholeheartedly. And I, you know, this book, Common Denominators for Success, teaches people how to succeed financially and in fulfilling their other purposes of life that are significant. You know, we of course need financial resources to do what we need to do in life, pay bills and pursue interests. But that's part of success. But the other part is realizing that deeper contribution. I think that's great.
When we come back, I want to talk about how we as business owners and individuals can do that, just being one person. How do we build a team and know our own talents and combine them with others in order to achieve our dreams?
That's great. And you are listening to Catalyst Business Radio. Please check us out at catalystbusinessradio.com. And we'll be back after this set of brief messages.
Think of what I'm saying. We can work it out and get it straight. I'll say goodnight. We can work it out. We can work it out.
The Pace Agency delivers experts who teach, train, and entertain. We can match a professional speaker or entertainer to the needs of any event you host, anywhere. If you need experts on site in your company, our InnoTrain division brings innovative leaders to your team for extended consultancy and coaching. A variety of additional support services means you don't need to worry about the logistics. Call the Pace Agency today, 800-701-8715. 800-701-8715. One call is all you need to make.
I'm David Travers, head of operations at Farmers Insurance. We're a proud sponsor of March of Dimes, March for Babies. For more than 25 years, March for Babies has given us the opportunity to support families in our communities. Take steps to help women have healthy pregnancies across the country. Join us and the 20,000 other companies who are walking together for stronger, healthier babies. Start your team at marchforbabies.org.
This is my parents' Mercedes M-Class. And one day, I'll drive my kids to school in it.
Don't look now, but someone else just may have their sights set on your certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. And who could blame them? After all, every one of our certified pre-owned vehicles undergoes a rigorous inspection by factory-trained technicians to ensure it meets the uncompromising standards of Mercedes-Benz. And considering we invented the automobile, those standards are indeed high.
I might even drive them the long way to school.
Plus, every one comes with a warranty and roadside assistance for up to 5 years and 100,000 total miles. And now, with 3 months of Sirius satellite radio. Come in for exceptional financing on our certified pre-owned vehicles today. And remember, if it's not at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer, it's not certified pre-owned. Today could be the day you get not only the car you've wanted.
And no way am I letting my kids put their feet on the seats.
But the car they'll start wanting.
See dealer or call 1-800-FOR-MERCEDES for complete program, including certified pre-owned, limited warranty, and Sirius satellite radio details and limitations.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
We all want the best for ourselves and our families, right? But it's not always easy or practical to actually own the thing that's the absolute best in its class. Fortunately, when it comes to the eggs you serve, you can actually experience the best. Eggland's Best. In the world of eggs, Eggland's Best are unique and special. They come from hens that are fed a patented, high-quality, all-natural, all-vegetarian diet without added hormones, antibiotics, or steroids of any kind. This produces eggs that have superior taste and superior nutrition. In fact, Eggland's Best tastes like no other, with more of the delicious farm-fresh taste you love. It's no surprise that Eggland's Best have won many taste awards, including the gold medal for superior taste, appearance, and freshness from the American Masters of Taste. Eggland's Best are winners when it comes to nutrition, too. Compared to regular eggs, Eggland's Best provide 10 times more vitamin E, 3 times more vitamin B12, and 2 times more vitamin D. Yet they have 25% less saturated fat. Superior taste and nutrition add up to superior value, too. So why settle for any old egg when you can experience the best? Eggland's Best. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Hi, I'm Ryan Newman, driver of the number 39 Quicken Loan Chevy for Stewart Haas Racing. I've got a question for you. Want to be my boss? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of the Stewart Haas race team. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. You'll get to hang with me, my other boss, Tony Stewart, and the whole crew. Pretty cool, huh? Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at QLRacing.com. That's QLRacing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
You're listening to Catalyst Business Talk Radio, the Entrepreneur's Economic Freedom Network.
It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's
It's a new life.
All right, welcome back. Nuno, that was a good one. Was that Radiohead? Oh, Muse, that's right. Okay, good. Well, we are back. You are listening to Catalyst Business Radio at catalystbusinessradio.com. Please check out the website. We've got all the guests that are up and coming, all the guests that have been on. We've got all the podcasts that you can listen to the past shows. So if you want to hear Kenny's first show, you can listen to that. You can find it. And then also this show will be posted later on by the end of the day or first part of tomorrow. So it's a wonderful resource for your business owners. You can look at the bio of the speaker, find out what they're talking about. If it's a subject that really interests you, you can listen to the whole show, and you can, at that point, you can zip past commercials and all that. I know my sponsors aren't going to love that, but you can do that with podcasting. That's a wonderful thing. But we are here today with Kenny J. Anderson, myself, Scott Rozanski, and Cheryl White, and we're talking about Kenny's book, Common Denominators for Success, and his two-month world tour, where he interviewed business leaders around the world and found out some of the, again, common denominators that they mentioned for success. So, Kenny, when we left, we were just wrapping up the deeper sense of purpose that you found a lot of these business owners had.
Very good. You know, the book Common Denominators for Success revolves around the basically seven core principles that can bring professional and personal success. And those seven common denominators, which we talked a lot about on the last show, revolve a lot around choice and accountability, natural laws, taking action, balance, focus, and persistence. And when I go into companies or give a keynote speech, a lot of that is about helping them to gain greater profitability financially by discovering that deeper sense of contribution and purpose. And so helping them identify the product or service they're wanting to contribute, and then helping them to become real good at adding that value so that they can achieve that financial success they desire as well.
So those seven steps that a business owner can use to implement in their company?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, you know, those seven principles were derived from, you know, 20 years of my own business experience through successes and failures, and also the experiences of others. And I've taken that and formulated that over the last 20 years, coming up with those seven common denominators that can help companies, that can help organizations achieve success in their various niches.
So would you say the first thing that a business owner has to do is to understand maybe their deficit, or at least bring awareness to what they maybe are lacking as far as one of these seven steps?
You know, I think that's a good way to put it. I think a lot of times companies come out, and one of the toughest things is for an organization to clearly identify, really cut down the onion, get to the very core of what it is they're really trying to do. So even in a business model as companies, whether it be a startup or companies that are in existence, sometimes drilling down to that inner core can be a challenge. And I think sometimes companies become so diluted in the various niches they want to cover that they don't really identify and get real clear on their overall underlying purpose of what they're trying to do.
Yeah, I know that Cheryl and I had a similar mission in doing this radio show, which was to bring again, knowledge to the business owners out there with tips, strategies, methodologies, what have you, that would give them, you know, listening to speakers like yourself that have, you know, people that have been in business forever and gleaning the knowledge from you folks. I mean, it's huge. And, you know, what we found just, you know, when I started my coaching practice, business coaching practice, one of the statistics that I found in the Bureau of Labor Statistics was that 80% of the businesses fail in 5 years or under, and then 80% of those fail in the next 5 years. So you only have about 4% of the businesses that ever get started up actually making it to 10 years in business. And that was a really, really enlightening statistic for me, and it told me that there's a lot of people out there that could use a lot of knowledge.
Well, and you bring up a good point because, you know, a lot of us have, you know, we have big dreams or big ideas for business, but getting from that inception period to believing that you can actually, you know, getting out of our own way so that we can succeed and put the tools and resources and system in place to achieve. There's a whole process that a company or an organization goes through. You have to be able to clearly not only identify your objective, but you have to be able to put a plan of action steps in place. And then ultimately, and I think where a lot of companies miss maybe their moment is the ability to execute upon that plan of action. And so execution becomes a huge key in meeting not only our company or organization needs, but also our personal needs in life. When we set goals or New Year's resolutions or whatever you want to call it, that execution ability is absolute key. And that's something I focus a lot in my workshops as well.
Well, that's great. Now, we got to head out here in just a second, but is there any parting words you want to leave or any words of wisdom to our business owners out there?
You know, I think in this economy that a lot of business owners become discouraged, wondering if they're going to be able to survive the market. But what I would encourage business owners to do is to really go deep and identify what it is they're trying to do, what purpose, what product, what service they're trying to add, and be able to clearly define their message and purpose for why they're doing what they're doing. I mean, we all need to have the financial resources in our lives to support families and to pursue various goals in our lives. But I think sometimes we ask the wrong question. Rather than how do we make the money, the question rather should be, what value can I add that will bring about difference in a product or a service to other people? And once you can clearly identify that, you'll be on your way to also succeeding in profitability financially within your company as well.
That's a great message. And Kenny, again, Kenny J. Anderson, where can they find you?
KennyJAnderson.com. If you go there, the website has the products, workshops, keynote speeches that are available. And so go to KennyJAnderson.com.
Great, Kenny. Thanks for coming on again. I appreciate it. And again, great information for our audience. Join us tomorrow with Chuck Cote, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. It might be Cote. And he's a professional speaker, author, and business advisor who inspires people to expect the best and take responsibility for getting it. Again, thank you, Cheryl, also. And we will see you tomorrow, or hear you tomorrow. Good night and good luck.
The opinions you hear on the Business Talk Radio Network are those of the host, callers, and guests, and not necessarily those of this station, Business Talk Radio Network, its management, or advertisers. The information on the Business Talk Radio Network does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Investing involves risks, so please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions or comments about the Business Talk Radio Network, contact us at 203-323-7300 or at our website, businesstalkradio.net.
USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar. The Supreme Court has begun hearing arguments related to the constitutionality of the new health care law.
Before the court hears arguments on whether the requirement that everybody buy insurance or pay a penalty is constitutional, the justices have to decide if a 19th century law would prevent them from considering the matter because no one has yet violated the mandate. Solicitor General Donald Verrilli urged the court not to get sidetracked.
This case presents issues of great moment, and the Anti-Injunction Act does not bar the court's consideration of those issues.
And none of the justices seemed inclined to rule that the challenge to the health care law is being brought too soon.
Pope Benedict has left Mexico for Cuba, where he will celebrate an open-air mass this evening. Tomorrow he's expected to meet with Cuban President Raul Castro and presumably his brother Fidel. This is IRN USA Radio News.